Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You got the bomb on me.
Baby. High noon in the District of Columbia in Lampville. I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm going to ask you a question. Need you to look, turn around, look out that window behind you, open the curtain, and tell me if it's snowing. We were told the snow might start around noon. Doug Cameron is joining us at 12:30. Lampville, it's a simple game. Lampville, is it snowing?
No.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to ask. Outside of when Doug's on the phone with us, it might be fun to open the phones and people can call in when it starts snowing
in the area
where they are.
Yeah. Now, especially if you're like somewhere close to a stadium.
You can't lie, though.
Make it sports-wise.
Because here's what we know. We're in downtown Washington, and it's not snowing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we got people listening in Fredericksburg or
we got people listening
in Washington. Yeah, dude. So now if you live in Iceland and are listening on the Odyssey app and it's snowing there, you can call in. That's the point of the game.
How about Switzerland?
If you're in Switzerland and it's snowing there.
If you're in Switzerland and you're listening, please call.
What time is it in Switzerland?
Don't know.
6 p.m. probably? So, is it snowing where you live? Game is open. Jeff, maybe sign me into VX, and I will handle phones if people start calling. I did want to have this conversation before we get into full snow mode. Matt Maiocco and Jennifer Lee Chan cover the Niners, have for a long time, NBC Sports Bay Area. They do a great job. I might try to get Maiocco on the show a little later this week. Mm-hmm. B and I were just in the kitchen. He getting our food yet. Oh, we got our first check-in. Shout out to our guy, Greg. It is not snowing in Centerville yet. Now,
is Greg in Centerville? Because he basically told us that his office was right next to the facility, which it's not.
I don't know what town that office is in, but I know it's not next to the facility. Also, we're not positive if he's talking about Centerville, Virginia or Centerville, Maryland.
Maryland, yeah. Well,
now, those are very far away from one another.
Different spots. I know that for a fact.
Jeffrey, thank you, buddy. Matt Maiocco covers the Niners. Debo at least has publicly talked to Niners brass about wanting out.
Getting out of there, yeah.
I don't know what a trade looks like. I kind of think he's going to end up getting released. Going into the last year of a deal, no guarantees. He's going to want a new deal. That's going to complicate any trade.
But will partner. They just let him go? Because Ayuk got hurt early, but will he be completely ready to go?
They drafted the kid Pearsall.
Yeah, that's the kid that got shot, wasn't it?
Yeah. I that's a fair question, B, as far as do they need him back? But I am, if you look at the Vegas odds, the overwhelming candidate for him to, for where he will land is still San Fran, which I can understand.
Yeah.
It's hard to ask for a trade and then end up coming back. Not to say it doesn't happen.
We just went through the soap opera of Ayuk.
Right.
He went back.
But if you look at what the Niners have, Kittle was their leading receiver this year, then the kid Juwan Jennings, then Debo, then Pearsall, then Ayuk. So if I had to guess the way they operate, and you got nothing from McCaffrey all year, They probably think you can create some space. Kynard just asked us what we thought. He's out here busted clusters. I'm not anti-Debo like it seems some folks are.
But, I think I'm anti, but I think if you're going out there looking, I think there are other people in line before him.
All right,
we want to go get.
We're going
to
circle back to Debo because we're getting updates from all over the region. Sid is in Fredericksburg. Sid, it's a simple game. Is it snowing where you are?
I'm in Fredericksburg, 95, heading north. I'm running from the snow.
Is it snowing
there already?
Yes, it started snowing about 10 minutes ago in Fredericksburg.
Is it significant?
It's coming down.
All right.
Like windshield wipers, or you got to pull over?
No, it's not. It's not heavy yet.
Okay. All right. Be safe out there, dude.
Hopefully, it's not going to be heavy till I get to Philly.
You got to drive to Philly from Fredericksburg.
I'm running from the snow, and I play poker, so I'm going to Parks Casino, and they're going to have some rain up there, but no snow.
So this is going to be snow south and rain north?
That's crazy.
That's weird.
Yep, we've got the snow north of us. They don't have any snow. They're not going to get any.
All right. Good luck at the poker table, Todd.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
Call us back if you win.
Yeah.
Drop off lunch.
We got to question this. Kevin, you are in Mechanicsville, sir?
Yes, Mechanicsville, just north of Richmond.
You say you're. What time did the snow start?
It started at about 7 this morning.
Damn.
That just does not seem accurate.
Mechanicsville is just coming up from Richmond before you get to Fredericksburg.
Yeah, but that's not that far away that they've been getting snow for 5 hours.
Yeah, I live in Chesterfield, Virginia, and I'm working up here.
Yeah, it's normally just like, you know, a little front, I mean, a little, what you call it, some type of little system coming through, and it's not up here yet.
All right, I have another person, Tyler Turner. Just tweeted me, it's been snowing in Mechanicsville since 9 a.m., and it's only a light dusting.
I live in Chesterfield, so that it started in Chesterfield, and then I working in Mechanicsville today, and that's when it started, when I saw it. So it's been snowing Central Virginia since 7 this morning.
All right, well, I appreciate the call, Kevin. Yeah, I'm going to have to turn to the chief BS officer of the program, Landfill. Snow since 7 a.m. in Central Virginia?
I mean, it seems possible. We're watching the Weather Channel in here, and they're showing footage from Blacksburg. It's been snowing there.
Oh, wow. All right. Go home.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Kevin. I did get this.
Why you ain't believing it, Kevin? Kevin know what the hell he talking about, JP?
7 a.m., dog? Is it even cold enough? It was 50 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, 50 degrees.
Shelby and I played hoops for an hour.
It's 50 degrees here, but if they got that little system right there, and what's going on, it can snow.
Doug Kammer, chief NBC4 meteorologist, will join us in about 20 minutes to tell us the snow we should expect here in D.C. I did get this update from our guy C-Dub. He said, just so you know, I'm in Myrtle Beach, and it's not snowing. Is that helpful?
Is the water blue?
He actually sent a picture of his lunch. He's got a club sandwich and onion rings. Looks fantastic.
He's at Myrtle Pond, not Myrtle Beach.
Barbara's on the line.
Who?
Hello, Barbara. How do you do?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're
fantastic.
Great. Where are you, Barbara?
I am outside Lake of the Woods, which is in Locust Grove, Virginia.
I have been to Lake of the Woods.
Is it snowing?
It is.
Is it accumulating?
No.
Okay.
No, it's little tiny flakes, which is bad news for accumulation later. But not yet.
Well, thank you for listening, Barbara.
Well, thank you.
Okay, appreciate take care. You. This is riveting radio. Is it snowing where you live? Mark is in Winchester. People are calling like crazy.
They're calling, which means a lot of people listening.
Mark, hello, sir. Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Where are you?
Winchester, Virginia.
Mark, is it snowing in Winchester?
It is.
Okay.
Winchester, I just right past Centerville.
Yeah, it's blowing, sideways, started about noon.
Okay. Not accumulating yet, right?
Oh, no, I think we're a ways from accumulating, but front edge.
How much you think you're going to get?
The last I saw was 1 to 3, but...
1 to 3, I'll go home the end of 93. thank you, Mark. Appreciate you, buddy.
Oh, no problem. Take care.
All right, man.
Tom is in Fredericksburg. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all? I'm not far from Barbara, and it's snowing real hard here.
Where are you?
Western Fredericksburg, just before you get into Orange County.
All right.
All right.
Snowing hard in Orange County. Thank you, buddy.
Hey.
This is fun to me now.
Hey, it is fun.
Jermaine, how are you, sir?
How to get through non-sports days?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Jermaine, where are you, sir?
I am in Bethesda right now.
Is it snowing?
On 495, no snow in Bethesda, no.
All right,
okay. So should any administrators from my daughter's school be listening? My man Jermaine says it's not snowing in Bethesda. Let's keep the kids in school, all right?
Yeah, but if they think it's going to start snowing lately, they got to let them out.
Thanks for the
call. Getting those kids home, man. I keep trying to educate you.
So you talked about snow more in the south. This polar vortex we're getting, they're calling this the second polar vortex. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get more snow in the south than the north. So Philly, New York, they're not going to get any snow this time. Most of the snow is going to be in the Midwest and in the south.
That's wild.
What's the name of this vortex?
Jermaine.
What's the name of the snow thing you said?
Oh, I thought you said what's your name?
No. I think it's Harlow.
Polar vortex. Now, this Harlow. Is the second polar vortex. We had one of these before, but they're saying this is coming from Canada and it's pushing snow in the south and the Midwest, which usually doesn't happen. So this is like a phenomenon that doesn't usually happen.
Right. Thanks, Jermaine. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
What, it's called a Harlow vortex, you said, Landfill?
Yeah, I think they named the winter storms now, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, they have really
I'm
going to
find out from
like,
when we get my man
is going to be on here in a minute.
Yeah, when we get in, man, we're going to find out. We're going to get educated a little bit more. But that's education right there.
That was fun. In North Beach, Maryland, down on the bay, it is not snowing.
Yeah.
White Brian, you should text your wife. Find out wherever she is if it's snowing. Can you handle that?
Yeah, I can make that happen.
All right.
Well, she said, why are you texting me? I'm at work. What the hell's wrong?
Wherever she works, we'll find out. Honestly,
depending on where she had in the building, she may not know.
Is Monica at work today?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's snowing there.
Loudoun County?
Probably coming.
Probably not yet.
You don't think?
Coming, but it ain't coming just yet. If it's not in Centerville, it's not there.
It's true.
Well, I can tell you live from my ring cam right now in Northeast, it doesn't look like it's snowing over there either.
Okay.
All right.
I'll check in with Lauren.
You got batteries in that thing, Jeff?
Of course. You know I got to watch the house, front and
Jeff,
the back.
Where Jeff lives, he needs two ring cams.
Exactly. It's on the front and the back.
somebody tell Commander Tequila not to put his full address in the chat.
Hey, tell him tell him to go get a nap, please.
He's going to put Tequila in the snow.
Yo, shout out to Strizzy giving me some information. He said Montgomery County schools have already announced they will not do an early release today.
Okay, good.
Appreciate you.
And listen, something happened to the people, kids. You responsible. You always fighting against it.
I'm not fighting against it when it makes sense. This is a good line. Landville, you ready for this one? T.W. says, can't wait until they call a snowstorm Rick James. That's pretty funny.
That's going to be a lot of snow right there, boy.
Pretty funny. All right, so this Debo thing. I wanted to circle back to this Mayoko story. And remind me, I'll text Matt, see if he can come on this week. Mayoko's been covering the Niners a long time, knows what the deal is there.
Mm-hmm.
Debo is under contract with the Niners for just one more year, and it includes an upcoming $15 million bonus. Those factors, along with a significant drop-off in his production last season, figure to tamp down Samuel's trade market for the 49ers in coming weeks. Samuel started showing the signs of his turn-down, no-hit style of play since arriving on the NFL scene in 2019. Last year, Samuel had career lows of 3.4 catches for 44 yards per game. Signed a big-money deal after the 21 season when he balled out. He's never gotten back to that 21 level. The teams that make the most sense for Debo.
Ooh.
Here, we just think about Washington.
Yeah.
I think the team that might make the most sense is the Bills. They're chasing a title.
But don't they have someone just like him already in Samuels?
I'm pretty sure that was only a one-year deal. And yeah, I don't think Curtis has ever...
He played well for him up there. Down the stretch, for sure.
Yeah, I think he missed some time, which has been a problem for Samuel. It's kind of been a problem for Debo, too. It's also kind of funny they have the same name, the same last name. It's both Samuel.
Hey, you use same jerseys.
Why
have to go get a new one?
Yeah, I mean, Curtis Samuel this season played in 14 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but B, he had 260 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
That is not getting it done.
You found him in the end zone
in the playoffs. He had two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Still, though, only 80 yards from scrimmage in three games in the playoffs. I could see the Bills wanting to make that move. What about the Chargers, who really have no skill positions? I mean, Ladd McConkey, they're going to have to add a lot more, but a dude like Greg Roman, who I believe Greg Roman obviously was the OC for Baltimore for a number of years.
Yep.
Debo going there could make a lot of sense.
You know what? I think him in Baltimore would be good. He could fit that role.
Well, I'm saying the Chargers, but Baltimore.
I'm saying go to Baltimore. That role of Anquan Boldin. And that team is so physical. And then he won't have to run the ball as much because you got your boy there. That'd be a good one.
Houston, they're going to lose Diggs. They're not going to pay Diggs again. D'Amico Ryans was in San Fran with the Niners. Kind of interesting.
Yep.
Nico Collins, Tank Dell, those guys deal with injuries. That offense could use a little more. What about Pittsburgh, a team that tried to trade for Ayuk, thought they had a deal together?
But is Debo just a straight receiver, or he's that multiple guy? Because Ayuk was a receiver, and he was a little bigger, and they wanted him.
Yeah.
But is Debo as effective when he's not running the ball?
I don't know. And if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm not worried about receiver until I figure out core. Dude, you might yell at me for this. I think if I was Pittsburgh, I would certainly try to draft somebody. But I think I know the veteran I would give a shot.
Receiver?
No, quarterback.
Who?
Rodgers.
I don't know if...
If there's one dude that can handle Rodgers' stuff... It's Tomlin.
But see, that's the thing about it. I don't know if the Steelers or Tomlin want to put up with his BS.
That's possible. But Russ Wilson came in there with a lot of BS.
Russell is nowhere close to where Aaron Rodgers is.
I agree. But you know who is much farther than Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh.
Another planet? Antonio Brown. Tomlin was able to handle that for years.
But he became that.
Who was the running back? Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, but they became that. Rodgers has already proven for years he is that. Why would I want to bring in something that's going to disrupt my locker room?
Yeah, but right now, what do you got? A team that goes 9-8 and makes the playoffs and loses. Like, that's what you've got for 5 years.
Okay.
I'm saying if there's one place that needs a quarterback that I think could handle Aaron Rodgers, that's one that adds up to me.
I wouldn't want Tomlin to have to put up with that.
That I understand that. But I don't think...
If I'm a coach of that caliber, I do not want to put up with no quarterback who's going to think he's going to tell me what to do.
Well, maybe they have a conversation, and it's a dude that Rodgers is like, all right, I got to do what he says. You know?
You believe that's going to happen?
Probably not. I think of all the potential Rodgers landing spots, that's the one with the greatest chance of success. I don't know that it'll happen. What I do know is not happening. You ready for this, White Brian? It is not snowing in Bethesda. My wife just texted me back.
Okay.
Now, I just got a video, visual evidence, in Ashland, Virginia, which I'm going to confess, I don't really know where it is. I think it's in and around Richmond.
Uh-huh.
My boy Tarek just sent me a video. It is snowing in Ashland, Virginia. White Brian, have you confirmed
that whole area?
Have you done any research?
Ashland, Mechanicsburg, and also Frederick, all in line.
Ashland is where Randolph-Macon College is, for those keeping track.
Rose is in North Bethesda, and Ashland, it is not snowing.
Where that damn sniper hit, too.
Not snowing in North Bethesda. So Ashland is where King's Dominion is, I think.
Yeah, right. And not right, is a little farther. King's Dominion is considered another area, but it's right after you pass it going towards Richmond.
I assume that King's Dominion is closed in the winter. Is that accurate?
It should be.
At least the water park. Yo, when I was a kid, King's Dominion was the dominant force. I feel like at some point, Busch Gardens has taken over. Is that accurate?
King's Dominion still rolls.
King's Dominion was the spot when I was a kid.
It's easy to get to for me.
All right. We're going to take more calls on is it snowing where you live? But next, we're actually going to find out where it's going to snow, how much. Doug Kammerer, NBC4, chief meteorologist, joins the program.
Didn't you have a read there?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finley 1067 The Fan. After a rousing edition of Is It Snowing Where You Live, we're going to get some information. Our guy Doug Kammerer joining the program, NBC4 chief meteorologist. Doug, I know you're busy, man. Thank you for making time for us. What's up?
What's up, boys? How's it going?
We're good.
Is it snowing where you are?
It is not snowing where I am. Right, we're still waiting, but you know, as we said yesterday, it really wouldn't start until the afternoon anyway. So we're good. We're on par here. Here we go.
Okay, so get us up to speed. Kind of what we're expecting here. I surprised me that this is a southern snowstorm. Usually, I think they're from the north. I don't know anything. You're the expert.
Yeah, we like to call these southern sliders because that's exactly what it's doing. It's sliding to our south. So areas like Fredericksburg and maybe even Richmond are going to get a lot more snow than D.C. So, yeah, that's what's happening with this one. So it's kind of a reverse storm, which we've had, you know, recently. The last really big snowstorm we had was that storm that hit Fredericksburg and checked down I-95. If you remember that, shut it down for almost 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that was a storm that D.C. saw a little bit of snow, but they saw well over a foot to 16 inches down around Fredericksburg. So I'm trying to remember what year that was. I think it was 2019, but don't quote me on that one. But this one's going to be one that, you know, we get a good amount of snow in the D.C. metro area, but the farther south you go, the more snow that this is going to bring. Yeah.
So it's basically starting down and then coming up.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So like right now it's starting to snow areas like Fredericksburg. Starting to see snow, Culpeper starting to see snow, Charlottesville, it's snowing, Roanoke's been snowing all morning down around Blacksburg. I mean, they've got their roads are covered already, and we've got that system coming up to us. And it'll start snowing here over the next 1 to 2 hours, and by 4 o'clock, most areas will be seeing some pretty good snow, and that's when it will start to stick on the roads too. So after 4 o'clock, you know, if you can get home and do what you need to do and get inside by 4 o'clock. We should be good to go, and the roads will just get worse as the night goes by.
Gotcha. And what are we talking inside the Beltway? Like 4 inches or what?
We got the whole thing around 4 to 8 inches. So it's still a pretty good storm. I think the airport, you know, I've got the airport right around 4 to 5 inches. The airport always gets a little bit less. Downtown always a little bit less, but. Jay, where you and I live, man, I'm going for a good, you know, 4 to 6 inches for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And if we get that little burst, then we could get up to that, you know, that 8-inch mark. But I wow. do think it'll be in our southern zones. And even southern, I'm talking Fairfax County. I think Montgomery County gets a little bit less than Fairfax County. So, you know, I've got us sitting at that 4 to 6 range.
So
and,
where B is?
Like Fairfax and Oakton.
Centerville?
A little bit more.
Yeah, so what
Centerville.
About
Centerville? Yeah, yeah. I think Centerville is going to be pretty good. So I think you'll be up there at that 5 to 7 inch range, me, Mitch.
You're gonna shovel, B?
Nah. I make sure everybody have 4-wheel drives in my house. We riding over that till that melts.
So yeah, it's not a lot, and that's a good thing. You know, tonight's gonna be tough, right? Tomorrow morning's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for everybody to get into work tomorrow morning. But after tomorrow morning, we get rain tomorrow night. So it really wipes a lot of that snow away. Like it'll still be nasty on the roadways. Especially the back roads, but the main roads should be fine tomorrow night. And by Thursday, you know, most of the main roads are just fine. Probably a lot of the secondary roads too, because the temperatures go up as well.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So not like last
this
time.
Not like the last one. You know, yeah, remember the last one stuck around for a month.
That stuff stayed on my driveway for a while, man.
Exactly.
It drove me nuts. I had this one corner, which is right. So my wife gets a driveway. I park on the street. And this one area of snow would not go away. I finally just shoveled it into the sewer, like the water drain.
Right,
there.
Right. That one area in the shade.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
Exactly.
Man.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, the sun's amazing. I mean, we had houses on one side of the street that still had snow, and others that, you know, on the other side of the street in the sunshine, and they're you know, all pristine and looking good.
So, dude, talking with our friend Doug Kammerer here. On the Rude Guest Hotline, Doug is the chief meteorologist over at NBC4. We got people calling in telling us this is our third polar vortex and that this storm has a name. What is going on? Like,
okay, all right. There's no polar vortex with this one. You know, if there was polar vortex, you wouldn't be able to walk outside. I mean, I just got back from the gym and I still got my sweatshirt on. You know, I didn't have my coat on. I didn't have my hat on. I mean, this isn't polar vortex type stuff. You know, we're sitting right now at 35 degrees. That's normal for February. It's below average, but it's normal. And as far as the, the name. Yes. The Weather Channel started giving winter storm names years ago. Nobody else picked it up. You know, the Weather Channel was hoping that everybody would pick it up, but nobody picked it up. So no, we do not use names for our storms.
Okay.
You know, use names for hurricanes. We do not use names for the storms. I mean, the last one not the one that came through us on Saturday, gave us a little bit of ice and then went up to the north. I know the Weather Channel was calling that, you know, Garnett. I mean, if you're going to come up with some names, come up with some good names.
We're looking for Rick James.
I mean, yeah, Rick. Yeah. All right, give me Rick James. Rick James made a mess of this stuff up here.
Dude, on some level, and I'm not
Tina Marie.
We're all in the media business, so I'm not knocking it. It's kind of just like naming these winter storms kind of just becomes like a marketing aspect.
Oh,
right?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Because all of a sudden now we got the hashtags and the, you know, and the followers growing and all that good stuff. So yeah, that's what it is. It's a ploy. It doesn't really help you differentiate the storms that are coming in because they come in, they're there for a couple of days. I mean, the reason why the hurricanes are named is because you could have a couple of storms in the Atlantic Basin. You could have three or four storms at one time. At one time, the most I've seen is five. You could have five hurricanes in the Atlantic at the same time, and you need to know which one's which.
Gotcha.
So that's why you name the storms. But this is a storm that comes all the way across the country. It's in and out in 3 or 4 days. That's it.
And, dude, like, these, I mean, you get some snow in the winter. Hurricanes are just a different scale. You and I are on the same page there. And I appreciate you always do a good job. Like, when there's a storm a week out, you always kind of say, I've heard you say it on air, like, don't get caught up in what you might be seeing on Instagram. Let's wait a couple days as this thing gets closer and get a real determination.
Dude, and I guarantee you, you know, B-Miss, you probably want to, are you looking at your app on the iPhone, man?
About what?
About snow.
Hell no.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because all last week, if you looked last week, the iPhone app was saying 20 inches of snow for this storm.
20?
Last week.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I don't even put out my snowfall map until 48 hours before the event. There's no way you can put out totals that far. So there's no reason to even look at those darn apps. That's why you have to download the NBC Washington.
You know what? I look at the app only for golf season when it's supposed to rain.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, that's totally fine. But just know that app is going to change, right? So if you're looking at golf on Thursday and you're looking at it on a Monday and it's telling you it's going to rain and you go, oh, man, I'm going to cancel.
Oh, I don't cancel until that day. If like I'm the type of guy where I have gone to the course while it was raining on my way from my house and got to the course and it did not rain.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Has this winter surprised you?
No, not at all.
Are we ahead of snow schedule, but behind, like, temperatures-wise, all that? Like, has it all been kind of normal?
Yeah, January was cold. Like, in my winter forecast, I said December would be cold, and December was kind of chilly. I said January would be about average, and we were definitely cold in January. So that surprised me a little bit. But at the same time, when I did my winter forecast, the one thing I said was, heads up for La Nina. And if we do not get into more of a weak La Nina, as projected to be, then we could see colder January. We could see more snow. And that's where we are now. Because I went 7 to 13 inches. We've had 8 inches of snow so far. So, you know, right now I'm within my range. But if we get this 4 to 8, let's say we get 5 at the airport, all of a sudden that puts us to 13. Mm. I'm at the high end of my range. And if we get any more, then that would be out of my range. But my range for if we didn't get into a weak La Nina, my range was actually upwards of 23 inches. You know, I think I went 17 to 23 if the La Nina didn't come through. So I don't think we're done just yet. La Nina really didn't take hold. So I would say that's a good thing for us snow lovers.
Is it a bad thing for me?
Yeah, and Beamish, who apparently does not want to shovel his driveway.
I don't care.
Not that I don't want to. I'm not shoveling. I mean, hey, you know, every year how many people die?
You got
shoveling
grown
driveways?
Kids. Like, you don't.
That's true.
Okay. My daughters are not going out there and shoveling no damn snow.
Well,
they all have four-wheel drives. So, you know what? Back over to keep moving.
Well, Doug, I'll also add, B-Mitch doesn't live in little neighborhoods like you and I do. He's got a big old house with a big old driveway. So that's a factor, I would say.
Hey, Doug, 200 feet. I'm not shoveling that.
No, you're not shoveling that. That's a long driveway.
dude, I wanted to ask you this. You grew up here, Herndon High, but you also lived and worked in Philly for a long time.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the Super Bowl and kind of how it all finished?
I almost go back to the I'm trying to remember. You guys will know who said it. It was like, you know, they were who we thought they were.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for Philly for me. I mean, when I saw Philly against the Commanders – you know, we were there, right? We were at that game, you know, and I'm looking at the team. I'm like, damn, they are just good. They are just stacked. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. And then they showed that against the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs, they didn't even look like they came to play. I mean, that was a shellacking of biblical proportions there. I mean, that was just ridiculous, that game. But I mean, the Eagles played as good as they could.
Yep.
The people that we highlighted, and I say we, the people that you guys, the sports people highlighted. I mean, Deshaun. I mean, that kid. You know, all I heard the week up before was how, you know, we actually helped to trade for him. Like, it was the Commanders that they made that trade, that they were able to get the Cooper DeJean. And then next thing you know, he's, you know, the rookie, and he's getting a pick six. I mean, just amazing how that team has come together. And they're going to be a force next year too, right? They're not. I don't think they're losing a whole lot. So no. we gotta make sure we're gaining quite a bit.
It's just sent Carson Wentz a ring. They got the little kid from Alabama, Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, Carter, yeah. And DeJean.
It's crazy.
They need to send him a damn a ring. Right. Hey, thank you.
That was all in the Carson Wentz trade?
Yeah. Well, they were able to get those people from
subsequent. Wow. They were able
to, crazy.
Let's say, parlay that into that. Yeah.
That is crazy. And you look at Wentz on the sidelines, you know, the other day, too. I would say that was kind of interesting as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I mean, you just started seeing the game, and it was kind of like the Commanders held their own. You know, if it wasn't for – we were driving down. I think we were down like 8 points, 9 points. We were driving down, and then we had that last fumble that
third
just
quarter fumble.
Sealed the deal. Yeah, third quarter fumble sealed the deal. So we were in it. I mean, even with the Saquon, you know, when he released that 60-something yard touchdown the very first run, you're like, oh, no, here we go. We still fought. Kansas City had no fight in them. I mean, there was nothing.
Only person
right
was Pat.
Yeah, I think they just got their ass kicked, man.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is your schedule like today? How long are you live?
I am about to make myself some eggs and bacon right now, and then I'm getting in. We are live starting at 3 o'clock today. So we go on an hour earlier. We're live at 3 o'clock. I'll be live all the way through probably 7, then we'll go to nightly news, and then I'm live from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, and that's probably when the heaviest stuff is coming down. So, you know, this evening, sit back, relax, turn on the rundown on Channel 4 at 7:30 at night, and I'll be there.
What's on network tonight? They're going to blow that out, and you'll just be live from 8 to 11, too?
Exactly. That would be – you know I could do that, Jay. You know I could do that.
Doesn't mean you want to.
Doesn't mean I want to, but it has been done before. But I don't think it's that kind of a storm. You know, that's the good thing about a storm like this is it comes in, gives you that snow overnight. It's gone by the morning hours. You know, hopefully schools are canceled. I think schools will be canceled tomorrow in just about all locations. We'll all be able to sleep in a little bit, enjoy it for one day, and then here comes the rain.
All right.
Tomorrow night's going to be nasty, by the way. Just gotta let you guys know that. It's really going to be kind of, you know, quite nasty.
Great.
So
just
from a rain
and
perspective.
Gross.
I don't have nowhere to go.
Wet, cold, and rain.
Okay.
Sit at home with a bourbon. Be good.
Exactly right.
My wife just texted me, tell B. Mitch that my mom has a snowblower and does the whole driveway by herself. And they got a house kind of like you got a house with some land.
And tell
Joyce.
I'm still not doing it. I've been living in my house since June of 1993, and I've never done it.
That's crazy.
I do love that. All right, four-wheel drive it all the way, baby. I got you.
We'll start a GoFundMe to get B. Mitch a snowblower.
You tell Joyce I say fine another day on my hobby.
He's not even paying the neighborhood kids, man. It's neighborhood kids.
The neighborhood
over,
kids
like,
look
get out
at
of
me
here,
and
man.
Say,
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Hell no, Mr. Mitchell.
Dude, right. B., Joyce also, they have like a 2-acre lot, 3-acre lot. She has a John Deere and mows that thing herself.
Once find another hobby. I used to do the same thing with the 5-acre. No, find another hobby.
Yeah, not me. All right, Doug, thank you, buddy. We'll be watching.
Lord, I live outside for golf.
Thanks,
that's it.
Man.
Yeah, right. Hey, we got to play. We'll play soon. See you guys
all right,
later.
Gotcha, man.
1 o'clock, going to open these phone lines talking about the Commanders' biggest needs.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. When the game is, when the game is all but started, the NBA action is just beginning with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you missed a few minutes of the game, I can't see this stuff, man.
B. Mitchell Finley, we got awesome news right now. Caller number 10, you win a pair of tickets to the weekend. After Hours Tour, Saturday, August 2nd, Northwest Stadium with Playboi Carti and Mike Dean. For tickets and more event information, visit 1067thefan.com. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You get tickets to the Weekend After Hours Tour. I'm going to say this now to whoever's listening. I'd like to go to that. I like the Weekend. I think that'd be a fun show. Yeah, Wendy, what's up?
That's all you got to do. Reach out to Wendy.
You know what we actually do with the kids? Now, you got to make sure it's the non-explicit channel, like the, but like on my Spotify. The Weekend radio with the girls in the car, it's good. Like, everybody could get along. Good music. Call number 10 right now, 800-636-1.
Do you only listen on the Weekend?
No. Nah, and there's no... The Weekend is not the same as the Weekend. There's only two E's, not three. Mm. I feel like we've been giving away good stuff lately. Weekend tickets are legit.
Yeah.
And we got a contest where you win 20 grand and a trip to Vegas.
Can't wait.
Not just that, but they're reinvesting in the office. We got a foosball table, B.
Yeah. Got pretty purple chairs and pink chairs.
I noticed those chairs. All right, B, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are done.
Yeah.
We know how you feel about Aaron Rodgers. It's the same how you feel about police horses.
I like police horses as long as they don't hit me.
Where, if anywhere, do you think Rodgers ends up?
He'll end up somewhere. I don't know where.
You think he definitely plays again?
I think he plays again in the league. There are some desperate people in the league, dog. And if they feel they can sell him for a year or two, jerseys and everything, he goes and he wins. Whether he win or not, you're going to have a lot of attention.
For sure.
So, listen, man, like they say, all news is good news.
All publicity is good publicity?
Yeah.
If you're running a team.
Nope, I'm not trying to sign him.
Well, no, I'm giving you hold your horses, sir. So, if you're running a team. Aaron Rodgers behind door number one. There's a door number two.
I'm going to take door number two.
Sam Darnold.
I'm going to probably take door number two. Listen, man, I have never been one when I want a selfish person on my team, especially at that position. That guy not only kills the whole team, he kills the GM, he kills the damn coach, and he makes people separate. I don't want that on my team. When he was younger and he was trying to get started, he wasn't completely that way. Now he got established, he just don't give a damn about nothing. So, if I'm running the team, he is not on my squad.
Lanville, who are you taking? Rodgers or Darnold? Those are your only options. Rodgers, Meteor strike is not an option.
He hates Darnold.
First off, I don't know if you've been following the news, but the odds of a meteor strike in the next 10 years are increasing. So positive news there. But I would take Darnold.
I have heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's wild, because Lanville hates Darnold.
But see, the thing about, there are people in this world who just love whatever they think. If the guy is good, they don't give a damn about what he does. There are other people who know that screws up a football team. That screws up a basketball team. That screws up baseball. You need, especially at that position, you need that guy to be more of a leader. He ain't leading nobody nowhere. Hell, he disliked most of his teammates.
He seems like a real jerk.
Yeah, so, I mean, no.
Whereas Darnold doesn't.
If Aaron Rodgers was that young dude coming out of Cal, yes. But now where he's at, hell no. Soon as stuff goes bad, what does he do? Point fingers. Not his fault. It's everybody else's fault. Nah, I don't need that.
He might be a coach killer. B. Mitch and Finley, is it snowing where you live? Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. When the game tips off, the NBA action is beginning on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. If you're new to FanDuel, new FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.